Grief is a natural part of life, and we all experience it at some point. By becoming aware of our emotions in the process of grief, we can begin to accept and move through our pain. Acceptance doesn't mean that we forget or stop feeling the loss, but it allows us to come to terms with it. And finally, we can choose to honour our loved ones by celebrating their life and finding meaning in our grief. Join me as we explore these pillars of grief and how they can help us navigate the journey of grief. We will explore this journey together, and you will hear from experiencers, experts, and researchers. I'm Jock Brokas, and this is The Pillars of Grief. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jock here. This is The Pillars of Grief, and we are in the swing. This is the holiday season as we go through the Christmas and the New Year period. And this is often a really hard time. But fear not, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are on the grief journey, I have got some amazing tips for you when we come right back that's going to help you to make the best out of this year, to actually get a lot out of this year, even if you've just lost a loved one or you've been on the grief journey for a while. These tips and these insights might make this season an easier time for you to get through. So join me when we come right back, and we are going to jump right into understanding and how to deal with your holiday grief, no matter what holiday it is during the year, but especially now. God bless. Are you struggling with grief? Hi, I'm Jock Brokas, a grief researcher, author, spiritual mentor, and renowned evidential medium. Join me on the Pillars of Grief podcast. Through personal teachings and interviews with experienced researchers and educators, I will provide valuable insights and support to help you navigate your journey through grief. I will answer the questions you yearn to be answered, and I'll help you understand your journey. Listen and subscribe to the Pillars of Grief podcast today on your favorite platform and start navigating your journey through grief. Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So as I said, This time, it's been a while actually, it's been a long time since I've been on, and you probably see me, if you're listening to the podcast, you won't see me, but if you're watching the video, you're going to see that I am a lot thinner than I was the last time on in here. I've lost a considerable amount of weight, and definitely deliberate. I've been doing a lot to get fit and reverse diabetes and lost an awful lot of weight, so 60, nearly 70 pounds actually. So anyway, I understand this is a particularly rough time for people. As I said, you know, we're going into the holiday season. In fact, we're in the holiday season. And as you're watching this, this is Christmas Eve. I'm recording this on Christmas Eve. But this video is to help you throughout any holiday. I'm going to go through some 8 tips, 8 things that you can think about, 8 things that you can do, 8 strategies, if you like, to help you deal with any holiday, no matter if it's Christmas, New Year, birthdays, or anything like that. I understand that holiday grief is a real hard time for most people, especially if you're on this grieving journey. And it's often the time where we feel disconnected and we don't feel that anybody really understands us. And we get a lot of people then at holiday time that reaches out and they're so sorry for you, or they treat you with kid gloves, when really you don't want to be treated with kid gloves. You want to be treated normal. And oftentimes that can be hard, because a lot of other people who know that you've lost a loved one, they don't know how to cope themselves. They don't know how to connect with you, and they don't know how to understand your journey. So I'm going to make this a bit better for all of us, for this, because I've gone through this. I still go through this. Whether you're on the grief journey now or whether you're someone who's listening to this that may be supporting someone. So let's dive straight into these 8 strategies that you can learn to help you deal with your holiday grief. Now, first strategy, number one, is you have to embrace your feelings. Look, it doesn't matter how you feel. Oftentimes what will happen, especially in a holiday time, is that we tend to, when we're grieving, want to hide our feelings. I'm good, I'm fine, I'm getting through it. It's going to be it will be hard. We're frightened to just acknowledge exactly really how we feel. And then if someone asks you during this holiday time, someone says to you, you know, how are you feeling since Jim had gone? How are you feeling since Mary had gone? oftentimes we're like, oh, you know, I'm okay, but you're not okay. And you tend to hide behind these false emotions because you don't want to upset anybody during this holiday time. You feel disconnected and you don't feel that you're understood. And often that is because you can't honor your feelings or you don't feel that you can honor your feelings. So I would say to you, anybody who's out there, let's honor our feelings. Someone asks you how you're feeling at this moment in time. Be honest with them. Yeah, I'm finding it hard. You know, this is a really hard time for me. Since I lost my partner, since I lost, you know, my sibling or whoever it is you've lost. And explain to them that, you know, you feel disconnected, that you're feeling sad and you don't know how to cope. There's not wrong. You're not taken away from their holiday period because they have a choice to either listen to you or they have a choice not to listen to you. But here's the thing. Even if they don't listen, if they listen, great. If they start communicating with you and trying to understand more, fantastic. But if they're uncomfortable and you know, they feel that they can't deal with it, then that doesn't matter. Don't judge them. Here's the thing. The very fact that you have become aware of those feelings, the very fact that you've not allowed them to just sit inside of you and hide them away, there's something quite cathartic in that. There's something quite unburdening, if you like, to do that. Just to admit how you feel. Do not be frightened in these holiday times or any holiday to admit how you feel, ladies and gentlemen. It's so, so, so important. So let's talk about the next strategy. And this is one of my favorite ones as well. Well, it's not my favorite one, but it's certainly one of the ones. Is every time, there's so many people that I know, and if you're a member of our grief group, you'll understand, because I talk about this a lot. And if not, then obviously you can come and join our grief group and connect with others. But one of the things I talk about is the way that you create new traditions. What does that mean? Well, oftentimes I've helped so many, many people through their grief times, and they'll say, well, you know, my loved one used to do this at this time of year, and I now can't do that anymore. And because you can't do that, there's another element of this disconnect that happens because you feel, well, that was their thing. They did this, and I can't do it anymore. And so you feel disconnected. And other people will have maybe a memory of what you used to do with your loved one, and you can't really do that anymore. So it's really important that you don't let those traditions go. If you want to, you can keep that tradition going, whatever that tradition was. But the most exciting thing is to be able to create a new tradition. Maybe you create a new tradition in the memory of your loved one. Maybe it's something that, you know, one of our members in our community, she lost her husband. She made some wonderful gifts, wonderful presents out of the things that her husband had, you know, out of clothing, out of things that was connected to him. And she made gifts and she gave them away as gifts. That, I think, is an absolute amazing thing to do. And it keeps that memory alive. But let's say, for instance, you don't want to get rid of anything. There's nothing wrong with that. Maybe there's just a different tradition. Maybe you want to do something in their memory. And that could be that you have a new tradition where you go to their favorite place. Or you do something that they used to love, but you create it as a new memory for you. Maybe you went to see a show together and you feel it'd be too hard to do that. So, you know, maybe what you do is you go out for a meal with a friend, and you do it in your loved one's memory. Maybe you buy a plant and you plant a plant every year. You get a bonsai tree, or you plant a tree every year in a holiday in their anniversary time in their memory. You can create so many new traditions. And to be honest, wow, I mean, I could probably go through and list lots and lots and lots of traditions that you could do, but you know, that's probably for another video. Maybe we'll do another video and giving you ideas and traditions that you can do. So let's go into strategy number three. Strategy number three is to understand that you have a support system. You have family and friends, and there's communities that you can connect with. Like I say, we have a wonderful community in our Pillars of Grief community. And if you're grieving and you want to join a community and to connect with others in that community, then just message us or go onto my website and apply for it. Come on, that community. It's not costing anything at all. But that is a community of people who are grieving. and who support one another. And obviously, that is really, really important, because you're in a community with those that are on the same journey as you. They're on the journey. They're walking that path with you. And that's important, because here's the thing. Oftentimes, we may not have the same support network with other loved ones that are still here, because we feel as if they don't understand us. So it's important that we find connection in a community that is on the same journey, and that you can connect with, and they can support one another. You can support one another, and you can help to guide each other. You can help walk the same path. There can be you and them, and going through that journey and discussing and helping each other. And it's important as well that you have a support network with your loved ones. Now, some people, their loved ones don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to deal with it. That's not their fault. They just don't understand it. But it's important, again, like, go back to what I said about embracing the feelings. If you embrace your feelings and talk about your feelings, maybe then with your support network, with your loved ones and the ones that are around you in your environment, by you embracing your feelings, you give them permission to make a choice to support you even more. So that's really, really important, guys, is that, and if you guys that are out there that are maybe supporting someone that has lost a loved one, reach out to them. Don't just reach out to them because it's Christmas or it's a birthday or say any other anniversary or special time. Reach out to them because, you know, you want to know how they are. And don't give them platitudes. I'm not sorry, you know, don't be I'm sorry for your loss or anything else, but there's another strategy that will work hand in hand with what I give you a little bit later on, which is my favorite strategy, okay? So think about that as well. So let's jump into strategy number 4. Guys, you've got to love yourself, right? You've really got to love yourself. You've got to take time for you, for your health. I know that the grief journey can cause a lot of physical ailments. You know, you have biological and physiological processes that get affected through your grief journey. But there's nothing wrong with you looking after yourself. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've lost a husband, if you lost a wife, and you feel that you can't move on and date and meet someone else, that if you do that, that you're not honouring their legacy, you're not honouring their memory, that is so wrong. You actually can. There's nothing wrong with that. Doesn't mean that your bonds of love are disconnected from you. Doesn't mean that your loved ones not connected from you. This is you looking after yourself in this material plane. And they would want you to be happy. So don't think that you can't do that. But also don't feel guilty about doing something just for you. Whether it's that you get some, you pamper yourself, or you go to some kind of retreat, or, you know, you treat yourself to something. Maybe you decide to go away for a couple of days, or you've got to look at, you know, and here's the other thing, get plenty of rest, right? You've got to go to, you know, especially over this period, get plenty of rest. And also, guys, if you want to connect with your loved ones in the dream state, then again, come into the community, because I've got meditations and things like that that will help you through this time, will actually help you to do that, because that's important. If you look after your own mental well-being and your own physical well-being, it's going to be easier for you to feel and connect with your loved one on the other side, and also to perceive those subtle signs and those subtle messages that they send you in many different ways. And you can learn a lot about that more in our community as well. Or, you know, you can reach out to me, and there's other videos that I've done all about signs and how to understand them and stuff like that, okay? Beyond this podcast, my work involves delivering thought-provoking talks and workshops which are deeply rooted in my experience and extensive research. My objective is to bring a profound understanding of grief to your organization, turn an adversity into strength, resilience, and growth. I can help you forge a compassionate and supportive environment that encourages emotional resilience. We will create sustainable solutions for managing grief and loss. Understanding grief isn't a luxury, it's a necessity, a fundamental aspect of our human experience that directly impacts our work lives. As leaders, your comprehension and management of grief can be transformational for your organization. I invite you to collaborate with me on this journey. Contact me at jockbrokers.com. So let's go on to our strategy number 5. Strategy number 5 is how you, like, it goes hand in hand with creating new traditions, right? this strategy is kind of the same, but it's how you honor their memory, right? You can honor their memory in so many ways. In fact, a good colleague of mine, Dr. Charlton Games, him and I discussed how to honor your loved one's memories. You can go and check that video. I'll put it in the link somewhere. And that's, you know, catch up with that, because that's a great one. There's so many ways to honor your loved one. You can honor your loved one through the music that they listen to. Maybe you listen to that music and you remember them. You can honor them by praying, just saying a really beautiful prayer for them. You can honor them, like I said, by the new traditions that you created, which was in our strategy at the beginning. You can honor them by maybe something you plant. Again, that's the new strategy we talk about, or going for a meal, or creating a new tradition that is the way of honoring them. You can honor them by doing something in their memory, no matter what it is. And you can honor them by just honoring yourself, loving yourself, and remembering who you are, and remember that you're greater than the experiences that you have in the material world. You're a spirit having a human experience. And so you can honor them by even communicating with them, talking to them. Even if you don't get those subtle signs and you perceive those signs of your loved ones around you because you're still grieving, there's nothing wrong. Honor them by talking out loud to them. Honor them by connecting with them and just having a conversation. There's so many more ways that you can honor them in this holiday season and forevermore as well. A lot of counseling therapies and things try to get you to always let go. They're always trying to get you to, you know, move on and stuff like that. And whilst there's some, you know, there's some truth to that, you don't have to let go the way that they say. There's nothing wrong with you honoring their memories, because you want to keep that connection alive. And keeping that connection alive and realizing you're still divinely connected is actually probably a greater way of getting through the grief journey. Remember, I said in many of my other videos, you can't heal through grief and you don't recover through grief. It's a journey you've got to go on, and it's something that you integrate into your life. And it's not a disease. It's not something you recover from, or drugs or alcohol or anything like that. So the next strategy we're going to go on to, and this is really one of my favorite strategies of all time. And the reality is because as human beings, having, you know, as spirits having a human experience, so in human beings in this earthly realm, we are built for storytelling. What does that mean? Well, I mean, if you go back to like ancient tribes, even tribes in this day and age, the you know, even Egypt with hieroglyphics, in Native Americans with their drawings on walls, you know, cave, you know, back in caveman times where there was drawings. We are built for storytelling. Storytelling has a way of connecting us to something greater. Storytelling has a way of creating a connection within ourselves to a greater reality outside of ourselves, and even to a divine reality as well. When we tell stories, we also make connections to loved ones. We make connections to people in our environment. When we storytell, in fact, even in marketing, the biggest thing in marketing is, myself even as an author, is we're trying to convey a story. In stories, we get to understand things in a greater way. And so in marketing, they try to convey a story to make some kind of psychological and emotional attachment. So we want to tell stories. So what's the best way to do this when you're grieving of a loss of a loved one? Tell stories about them. Get together. Again, this goes back to embracing your feelings. This goes back to your support community, your support groups, your friends and family. Have a night where you get together and you tell stories of your loved ones. Well, you know, when you're with your friends, or... Here's another thing. When you're embracing your feelings and you're telling, they maybe say, how are you feeling? You know, you can maybe say, oh, I'm struggling. I'm not feeling good at the moment. It's been a real struggle. But you know what? I've been thinking about them lately, and it reminded me about this particular thing that happened, this memory that happened that made me smile so much. One of the things that I often do is when I meet people who are grieving, I don't give them platitudes, but I want to hear the stories of their loved ones, because I know that when they tell stories, it lights them up. So if you're supporting someone who's grieving, ask them about their loved ones. Ask them to tell stories about their loved ones. Help them make that connection to the loved ones and show them that you care by listening, deeply listening. I told you, it's my favorite way of going through the grief journey is having some story time. So, you know, if you're having Christmas dinner, if you're getting together, you're having drinks after, if you're with your family and people are tippy-toeing around you, let's get the stories out. Before you get the games out, let's get the stories out. And even if you do get the games out, you can probably talk about your husband or your wife cheating or something. Just go into those stories and tell stories of your loved one. It's really, really important that we connect our stories to ourselves and we connect our stories to our loved ones and we connect those stories to our community so they can also share in those memories. And again, we're all interconnected. So storytelling is really going to help you. And as you go through this holiday time, before we go to the next couple strategies, this is the most important one. Reach out to me. Let me know, what stories did you tell your loved ones this year? What stories, even if you don't have anybody, let's say that you're alone and you feel that you're alone and nobody's around you, then you can come into your community. Or you know what? You can connect with me on my Instagram channel or something. I want to hear about your stories of your loved one. Tell me your stories and let me listen to your stories. That would be amazing. I want to share in your stories. And in our community, people want to share in the stories as well. So, and of course, if you're supporting someone or you're going through grief and you're in a family unit at the moment and you start to tell the stories, share it with us as well. Let us know what these stories are, okay? Let's go on to the next strategy again. And this can, you'll notice that all of these strategies are really interlinked. And the next one is about your creativity. Express yourself creatively. If you're musical, play a musical instrument. If your loved one was musical, get something connected with the musical. If a great thing is in, for instance, one of our members that made presents for everybody and gave them out in memory of her husband, that's a creative expression. And as well as being individuals, as human beings that learn from stories, in our creativity, we connect with those stories, and our creative expression allows us to cope with potential changes in emotions and environments and expectations and perceptions of our grief journey. So express yourself. If you used to love, look, one of my good friends, Jill, she's a fabulous artist. I mean, amazing. And she started doing a little bit of art again, and that kind of, that helps you to express things a little bit more. And maybe you wanted to do something that you never done with your loved one because they weren't into it. But a way of you, maybe you like to go dancing, but you didn't go dancing because, you know, he or she wasn't really into it. Then go dancing. Get some creative expression out there. So many people turn to art and creative, pottery. All sorts of different ways. Photography. I love photography. I'm an avid photographer, and that's the way that I chill out. And when I was still grieving and on the grieving journey, I lost my dad a long time ago. But I often talk to my father when I'm out with a camera. Right. I often take pictures and I ask him what he thinks. And I can feel my dad around me, but for me to get that expression out in photography, and also I take photography on, you know, so some photos I have on my galleries. I've got a gallery on 500 pics, and I'll maybe take an image. I've got an image there that I just put up recently of a red chair, and there's kind of light and dark in it. And so I take that because it's kind of reminds me of this grief journey. And I love that creative expression. So if you're into photography, and, you know, that's a way that you maybe deal with your grief journey, then share your photos with your loved ones now. Share your photos in the community that we have. Share the photos on your social of that remind you of your loved one. Or just take photographs that make you smile or that maybe remind you of your loved ones. I know one of the people that I gave a sitting to many years ago, she loves birds, and her loved one loved birds as well. So now she takes photos of these birds and she feels connected to her loved one when she goes out with a camera. And whether it's an owl, whether it's a cardinal, whether it's a swallow, she just loves taking photographs of them. And every one of those photographs have a connection with her for the loved ones. And she begins to, she does this, she's almost going into an altered state, and she feels really, really, really connected. I'm going to leave you one of the last strategies. And the reason I'm leaving this to the end is because the secret of dealing with anything is an awareness of something, right? When you become aware of something, you have the choice, right? Awareness, choice, and action. Or awareness, acceptance, and choice is my three biggest things, my little mnemonic that I teach, awareness, acceptance, and choice. To become aware of anything is the first stage. Once you become aware of it, it's like anybody who meditates. And people will say, well, I can't meditate, or even when I pray, my mind is too busy and everything else. Well, fantastic. Someone comes to me and says, you know, I'm having a problem meditating. I can't do this meditation. My mind is too busy. I say, fantastic, because the fact that you're aware your mind is busy means that you're doing it right and you've become aware of it. So the fact that you're aware of it, it means that you can accept it and then move through to taking that action. You've got the choice. You've got greatest gift that we've got is this gift of choice. So start to be aware of things that trigger you negatively. And that could be something you do in a journal. You could be writing down a journal daily or on your phone, you take some notes and things that might trigger you. You see a car that your loved one had and it triggers you either in a good way or a negative way. Write it down. Then you get to yourself to understand. You maybe you go out for something to eat and you hear someone order your loved one's favorite food and that triggers you in a negative way. Write it down, become aware of it. The minute that we become aware of it, we can plan, right? We know that certain things trigger us. And when they trigger us, we have the choice to be able to accept that and transmute that trigger, that negative trigger, to something positive. Let's say you hear a band playing, right? Or you hear a song and it triggers you. And then you feel that sense of loss and you feel this negative, but you become aware that that song's triggered me. Then maybe you in that awareness, you accept it. You accept that that's your trigger and you accept that, but you have the choice to change it. You can then say, okay, that triggers me and I feel sad about it, but let's connect, right? Let's tell stories. Let's go back to that other strategy, telling stories. Bring the story into it and change the narrative. Change the mindset around that. Tell a positive story about that music. Make it so passionate for you that it changes that negative vibration into something positive. That is going to help you get through this journey and through this time. And like I said, ladies and gentlemen, there's so many ways that we can deal with this. It's a never-ending, unexhaustive list. I might probably use that wrong word, but inexhaustive list. We could keep going. But I'm aware that it's very difficult in this season, this holiday season. So I just want to reach out to you, give you a little hope, share, plant a seed of love in the ground for you so that you can nurture it. And I have something to say, ladies and gentlemen, that your loved ones are never gone. You're connected more than you can ever imagine. It doesn't matter whether you move on in another relationship or not. Your connection is never going to be broken. That's the bonds of love. And these strategies are simple strategies that can really help you cope with this holiday season, the next holiday season, the next anniversary. Just remember them. And if you're stuck, message me and I'll send you that list or watch this and share it with someone who's grieving. Because these things, these strategies can really, really help you. And again, my invitation to you, if you want to join our community, then go to my website, jobbrokers.com. Look for joining our grief group and put in that application and come and join us. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. Let me hear your stories. I really want to hear your stories. I want to share in the joy of the stories you have of your loved one, because that's what helped me with my father. And I've, like I said before, in many of my videos, I've lost so, so many loved ones in the past. But I will say to you, go and check the videos on the channel or on the podcast. Look at the ones about triggers and how to honor, and you know, listen to myself and my good friend Dr. Gaines talk about that, and ask any questions you want. I'm here to help. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening today. I will be back very, very soon. I know it's been a long time since, but then again, I have been doing a lot of academic work and academic research. I will be back very, very soon. Have a wonderful holiday and God bless. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to the Pillars of Grief with me. If you've found this podcast helpful, please consider subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Also, leaving a review can help others find the show and receive the guidance they need on their journey through grief. I appreciate your feedback and look forward to hearing from you all. Join my free online support community for those grieving and connect with others who understand what you're going through. I offer you a spiritual blessing and hope you will join me on the next episode. Till then, open your mind and allow the power of the divine to transform your grief to spiritual realization. God bless.